And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 85, Upcoming Comic Book Movies. I am Chris Mosby, coming from a undisclosed location.
Okay, can't top that. This is Caleb Gerard, and I'm totally disclosed.
Hey, this is Murray Fox, and I don't know, I'm wearing clothes.
I like to throw one in there and throw you off a little bit every once in a while there.
I was thrown. I was completely off, thrown and off all at the same time.
That's one of those things, you know.
But I'm on vacation, so what do I care?
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. Yes, we were talking about upcoming comic book movies. Caleb came across oddly named enough, a website called comicbookmovie.com, and they have a list of stuff coming out, and all the way up through 2014, so we thought we'd go over a few of them.
Actually, I think they have some stuff listed for, they even have one movie for 2015 listed.
Yeah, Avengers 2, May 1st.
Yeah. But I think 2015 also gives us Star Wars Episode 7. So.
Yeah. This is true.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Time traveling to 2015.
All righty. Let's get started. Who wants to go first?
I would just go through this and say, you know, whether we were, you know, whether we plan on going to this or watching it, and, you know, maybe use the internets to see if, you know, if that piques anybody's interest, that they would rather, that if it wasn't the movie they were going to go to, they would go to it.
Okay, I like it.
So the first one actually comes out in a few days here. It looks like G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh.
The long-awaited.
Yes.
Wasn't this thing delayed from last year?
Yes, and I read up on that. Apparently a test audience didn't care for it, almost to the fact of hating it. So they sent it back and reshot a lot of scenes. In fact, I think, what's that guy's name? Tatum something or other?
Channing Tatum?
Yeah, Channing Tatum, that's it. Apparently they added more scenes with him in it.
Well, that would be wise, considering the movie year he's had.
It's got The Rock in it, or Dwayne Johnson, if you prefer, and it's going to have Bruce Willis, which, you know, I'm all for that.
Is he played Hawk? Is that who he is?
He is, yeah. And, you know, I just realized I missed that last Die Hard movie at the theater. I've been so busy.
I hear you didn't miss much, so.
Yeah, well, it's hard to beat that last one, though.
Die Hard 4. Oh, Die Hard with a Vengeance. No, that wasn't Die Hard with a Vengeance. That was
Die Hard.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He was riding their airplane.
I got, now, the movie they put out in the movie is a PG-13 version, but on DVD you could get the R-rated version, and I don't remember exactly what was different, but I love that damn movie. That was great. But anyway, off topic.
They showed his daughter topless or something. I don't know. I'm kidding. That's just wrong. Does this one also have Schwarzenegger in it? I know that he was in that last Expendables movie, but he's not in this one, is he? In G.I. Joe?
I'm upset about it. Yeah. No, he's not in. I missed
he's
that.
Not, okay.
Expendables. Yeah, no, he's not in
okay.
it, no.
Okay.
Now, I never did see the first one, and I've read rumors that, the static went away.
Yeah, it did.
That was amazing. Did we lose Murray?
No, I'm here.
Murray?
Okay, good. Oh, okay. Well, good. It just went away all of a sudden. And, yeah.
Maybe. It was good. The first G.I. Joe movie was just, it was a popcorn movie. I mean, if you want to see, you know, their tech that they had in the cartoon made into live action, it had to wait until now. I mean, just because of how the special effects make all that stuff possible with real people, as opposed to, you know, going back to even, you know, 15 years ago, you couldn't have done that with real people. And now you can. And just like with Transformers, again, popcorn movie. If you put too much thought into it, you're going to be disappointed. And I'm sure this one will be the same, and I'm sure I won't see this one in the theater just because.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh! That a kill? You guys hear me?
Ooh,
I heard that.
Wow.
Oh my god. I don't like it. Well.
That's annoying.
It'll be fine.
All right.
Whenever you like, you keep when you talk, it stops.
When I talk, or when Murray talks.
I think it is. Sorry. That was static. That was like the rain.
That was interesting.
That's what I thought it was. Somebody's flying eggs, or if they're standing in the under an umbrella.
Yeah, you sound like you're under a blanket now.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, we can't hear you very well.
Me?
Yeah, you must sound muffled.
Hmm.
Well, I'll just continue. Maybe it'll go away again.
Okay, so next we got Iron Man 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, duh. Right. Yeah, I'm going to go see that. I'm going to take the kids with me, probably. Well, not all.
But it's got freaking Gandhi in it.
Gandhi? Oh, yeah, that's right. Kingsley.
Yeah, them Kingsley is the Mandarin.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
I would like to have seen that guy from the first movie come back, but I'm okay with this.
Yeah. They're going to have... let's see. They're going to have... Who else is in it? John Cheadle. He's going to be like Iron Patriot, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, it's got Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
The Jarvis voice. Okay, I didn't see that. John Favreau, of course. I don't think he's directing it, though.
Now, who's the director in this one?
Let me look. Directing Shane Black. Let's see.
That sounds familiar.
Some of these. Of course, Stan Lee's going to be in it. It says rumored, but we all know better. Oh, wow. That's a cool picture on the official site. I am impressed.
You did.
Yeah, that's Stan Lee nice.
Had a lot of... So are you going to get to Iron Man 3?
I think so. Gwyneth Paltrow's in it. If she's going to sing, I'll totally go.
Oh, now you're just being silly now.
No, if she's going to do, like, go all glee on it and, like, bust out her singing moves and her thigh-high boots, I'm there.
That is a hell of a picture, man.
Didn't she do that at the Grammys a couple years ago?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, with CeeLo Green. I happened to watch that. That was, dude, I don't know about that.
It was awesome. Forget you. I could sing it, except...
Well, they put out a clean
probably
version.
Probably bring back the static.
Yeah, they put out a clean version of it. So
we know. Might fake the static if you did that, Murray. Actually,
yeah.
Hang on, I'll find my phone. It's on my phone. It's in my Teeny Bopper music list.
All right then.
Anyway, yes, I'll probably go see the movie.
Okay. Well,
whether she sings,
I know I will. I love those movies. Love him, love him, love him.
You know what? Oh, it would be better if they turned it into a musical. Seriously.
Iron Man into cyberspace as opposed to Iron Man.
Like Batman, probably not a musical. But Iron Man, yeah, you could totally throw some music on that one.
Scored by Ozzy Osbourne, of course.
Totally. I will see it whether there's singing and dancing regardless, probably.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's probably of all the comic book movies, it's probably the easiest sell for me this in 2013.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, this one is, the next one is like, comic. It's genre. It's Star Trek Into the Darkness. Into Darkness.
Yeah. I am so cannot wait for that. They've got
April 17th. Yeah. Go ahead.
There's a prequel comic out. IDW's putting out. You can get it on Comixology. I read the first two. Definitely. Playing in some stuff from the old series. The very first captain of the Enterprise, Robert April.
Now, when is that ever made? Is that an original series story point?
Well, I think he was mentioned, maybe, but it's very possible that he never was mentioned. I think that's something that was just a name that they had. And if you look at one of the Star Trek encyclopedias, they show a picture of Robert April, and it was you'd see Gene Roddenberry.
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
So, yeah, that was – I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that's – they never did actually have that character in any of the series or the movies.
Yeah, I knew they never had him. Obviously, I wouldn't remember if it was a passing comment.
Don't remember if it was a passing comment or not, but I did know who that was. Find him, and so it's got to have something to do with that.
Yeah, so let me see. It's a desolate world. There's a human trapped on this desolate world and basically abandoned by his people. Doesn't sound at all familiar to a previous second Star Trek movie in the least bit.
Well, there's still the rumors that, what's his name? Bunderhatch, I believe is his name.
Sherlock, yeah.
Is actually Khan anyway. And they say, oh, no, it's not. But it's like, maybe you protest too much. But I'll tell you this, there's absolutely nothing that will keep me from seeing this movie.
The previews look awesome.
Oh, I know. I really, really can't wait for that.
Yes, I will be dragging the wife. Actually, I won't be dragging the wife. She wants to go, but I'll probably end up dragging the kids to go see it.
Yeah, it's going to be a dark one for sure, but I really can't wait.
They sat through Avengers and Green Lantern. I think they can... it will not be darker than Green Lantern was, so...
Is that dark, really?
It was scary when the fear monster in Green Lantern?
Parallax.
Parallax, yeah, that was crazy.
I guess you're right. Peter.
Hector Hammond? He was creepy.
Huh, interesting. Interesting.
And this one's going to focus. This is going to have a lot of focus on Uhura, from what I remember reading.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, just might. Yeah, in the comic, she was actually left in charge of the ship. It was kind of interesting. I wonder if that's out. The next one's out. It's hard to keep track of those with all the other stuff flashing up in your face.
Is that like when they left Deanna Troi in charge of the Enterprise for a few minutes?
Actually, that's one of my favorite episodes. It was really good. I like those character pieces where you see different parts.
Okay. So the next, and this actually is becoming higher and higher on my list. June 14th, Superman, Man of Steel.
Oh, I know. Did you see the picture of the new shirt they got on the DC blog page?
No.
Oh, it is cool looking. They got apparently you can win a free one on the Twitter, but it looks really good. I'll send you guys a pic. And yeah, I really like it. I'm gonna definitely have to get one. I need a new Superman shirt. Anyway.
I'm intrigued. I admit it. I was again initially after being burned in that last Superman movie so badly.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it more than most people, but it was problematic at best.
At best, it was. Yeah. Okay.
I remember.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Hmm.
I remember like going, "What?" when I was watching it several times.
Yeah, it was a poor, in my opinion, it was a poor sequel. So.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or a poor, even a poor retelling of the first Superman movie.
Yeah, well, it was like, it seems like I remember the way they made it. It was like only the first two movies happened, and all the rest of them never happened. It seems like that's what I read, but they never did, like, say that, you know?
Yeah, but anyway. Well, Lois Lane got knocked up. Come on. We all know she'd die if she got knocked up.
Well, no, remember, it was in the second movie, before the Phantom Zone films showed up, that he used the process to take his powers away.
You're kidding.
No.
Okay. No.
I watched that movie about 100 times because that's one of my favorites. And then they could be together and wouldn't hurt each other, right? He wouldn't hurt her. Well, then they showed up and he had to take the powers back. And he used the same device to trick. He fixed it. That's how he took their powers away and I ended up beating.
Right. Him. Right. No. I would say we probably all know that little story, but
anyway.
I didn't realize that's when she got child.
Of course.
Right.
See, that fits into the whole everything, you know, the third through the fifth movie didn't happen because with him, with seeing those Phantom Zone villains, it was easier to probably trick him, Luthor, because that's kind of what they hinted at is that Luthor's the one that tricked him into going there to where Krypton was in the hopes that there's somebody else from his race was there. So he was gone all that time.
Help me out here, Murray. Doesn't it sound incredibly silly? Come on.
It kind of sounds
silly. Sorry, I missed it at all.
Yeah.
Superman.
You didn't see Superman Returns or whatever it was called?
Yeah, Superman Returns.
No.
Good
first
man.
Of all, the actor they hired was... He is lame.
Well, he did a great job, I thought. He was not being Superman. He was being Christopher Reeve being Superman, which was that was the mistake that they did, is instead of getting somebody to play Superman, I mean, he even looked like Christopher Reeve when he was young. And that movie pretty much killed his career, I think.
No, his acting killed his career.
Well, I guess I don't expect much out of Superman acting wise, which I know Christopher Reeve was 100 times better, but you're right.
Yeah. It didn't kill Parker Posey's career, it didn't kill Kevin Spacey's career, it didn't
they
kill
They already had a career before that though, mostly.
This Raoul guy. Anyhow, so
yeah.
Well, this one has me intrigued. I like the fact that they're gonna focus it looks like a larger portion of time on Krypton with what's his name is Jor-El, crazy smoky Nazi guy from Gladiator. What the hell's his name?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, right. As Jor-El, which I think is it's very cool casting.
Yeah, I think so too. And who they got to do Kent too was a great idea.
Costner. Kevin Costner. Field of Dreams
so,
Costner.
Is it going to be like a restart?
Yes. But I
think...
That
interests me more than...
Yeah, it's going to be more like the new 52 version, I think, though.
Oh, yeah. There will be no red underwear in this movie.
Yeah. Because I remember the big thing when they took pictures from the... set, and he didn't have the underwear, and at one point he had the original symbol, I think, and they changed it to look more like the one that he has now. So that should be interesting.
Woohoo! Okay. Well, that one is definitely if the opportunity permits itself, I will make time for that movie. I'm also cautious. I'm gonna watch and see what the closer to release date reviews say about it.
I'm gonna go see it no matter what.
All right.
That's just my thing. I mean, and if it sucks, it sucks. If, you know, if it don't, it don't. That's just I just think it's going to be good, though.
That's how you roll.
Yeah, that's how I roll. And I don't, after working in the movie theaters for so long, if somebody gives something a bad review, that just makes me want to watch it more. I might not necessarily go out to the movies and see it, but I am definitely going to see it. Like, for example, Snakes on a Plane. I wasn't expecting anything for that movie, and the fact that, you know, Sam Jackson jumped in there with both feet and got into it, it was actually a really good movie. If you're expecting it not to be any good, then, you know. But it was good because, you know, he made fun of himself, so.
My bet is that this is the first time that Superman and Snakes on a Plane have ever been compared in the same.
I'm thinking so too.
I think fair comparison. They both begin with S, and they.
Yeah. Really.
I thought to say Samuel Jackson plays Perry White, but it's actually not. It's Morpheus. What's his name?
Yeah, the guy from CSI.
Fishburne.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Florence Fishburne, right.
Yeah.
And apparently they're going to have a chick, Jimmy Olsen. So.
Oh, I hope not. That's silly.
I didn't catch that.
That's silly?
Yes.
So Perry White being black, that you have no problem with that, but you have a problem with Jimmy Olsen being a girl. Okay.
Yes.
You know, I don't.
Right. Superman's best friend is a girl. No, that's Lois Lane. Lois Lane is a girl.
You know what, Murray? That's a really good point. That is a very good point. I
got a best friend in Lois Lane. His best friend. His buddy.
No, she's
Al.
A love interest. She's not a best friend.
Now, I have immediately revised my opinion based. I hadn't thought of it in those terms.
I see.
Wow.
Oh yeah, they got Rebecca Buller, rumored to be Jimmy Olsen.
Really? Are they really doing that? That's dumb.
That's what the rumor is.
A rumor?
And the last thing she was on was in 2011 in the Playboy Club.
Well, they can't keep it rumored much longer. This movie comes out in 3 months.
No. I got Pete Ross in here even, too. Good deal.
Pete or Patricia? Come on.
Pete Ross. Guy named Jack Foley's playing him.
Yeah.
Larry Lang.
Oh, they got a character named Burn in here.
Burn, he's going to be...
cranky old man.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. So anyway...
All right, so next we're going to
have Ken Braverman. You remember when they added that character and he ended up being a bad guy? You remember? Would you read... Superman
acted in. He became the Eradicator, didn't he, or something?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big spoiler, which I think everybody knows it already. It's gonna have General Zod in it.
Yeah, we knew that.
I figured everybody did. Michael Shannon. That sounds familiar.
Michael Shannon.
Why, yes.
Isn't that the guy from Night Court?
No, he was
Bull Shannon, played by somebody else.
Boardwalk Empire. He was in. He's in.
Played by Richard Mall.
Oh, he was in the Jonah Hex movie, and he still got parts after that.
I think I would be more interested.
See, that one I did not see.
It would be more interesting to see.
See, I'll have to take that back. Jonah Hex I didn't see because I read that they added a supernatural thing to it, and that's really not his thing, you know?
Not his bag, Dad.
Yeah, Amy Adams as Lois Lane. No. Probably work.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Murray, you act like you avoid the internet.
Well, I didn't know who it was either.
Oh, okay.
I try not to look. Now, I just saw something. Christopher Maloney, that used to be, that quit, well, here's some...
Law and Order SVU, Christopher Maloney.
Yes, he quit that show, and I was looking at Iron Man.
Did
Or was it Star Trek? No, no, no. It was in one we haven't talked about yet. Apparently.
Okay, we'll
turn there. Okay, well, then I'll make the connection.
Okay. Okay.
Down there. Okay.
All right, so next we got the next sequel, which, okay, it's like sequel summer. Kick-Ass 2, Balls to the Wall.
You know, I read that comic, and I got hacked off because when he got the book, the movie deal, he, like, stopped writing it, the first series, until it was, like, almost a year later before he finished it. And I never did see the movie. I just never did get to it. I mean, it's on Netflix.
Great. It's so much fun.
Is it?
So much fun, yes.
Well, I know Jim Carrey's in it.
He's in the sequel, yeah. Nick Cage was in it.
Yeah, I know which character he played, too.
It was a fun movie. It was just pure comic book craziness.
I started the first series, but I never finished it for some reason.
Never read the comic. Did you see Kick-Ass, Murray?
No.
You would like it. You guys would like
how controversial it was because how young Hit Girl was.
Whatever.
They're making a big deal about it, and the Republicans were all hacked off about it and everything.
Whatevs. She's supposed to be the Kill Bill 1.
Yeah. She's old.
When she goes up against that. Not the main character. No, the when she goes to the club and she fights the little Japanese girl who
I know who you're talking about.
The crazy 88. I don't remember the character's name but the one who's dressed up like a little schoolgirl
I think the one in the first movie was a lot younger than that, wasn't she?
In Kick-Ass? Yeah, I'm just saying it's a Japanese thing. You have to ride with it.
Yeah. I know that.
They always have the killer, the little killer schoolgirl.
Oh, John Leguizamo's in it too.
He's in Kick-Ass 2?
Yep.
Hey, see, a whole other reason. I don't think I'm going to go to this movie, but I'll definitely rent it.
I dang will. They got a character. I haven't read the second, but his name is the Mother Effer. That's the character's name.
Hey.
And it's the dirty version, not the clean one I just said. I didn't think that was worth me putting an explicit tag on. Ooh, now her I like. Another character. Yeah, this actress called Lindy Booth is going to play a character called the Night Bitch.
See, Mark Millar, for as big a sellout as the guy is, I give him credit for just going, you know what, I'm going to put anything on paper, and if they want to buy it, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already can tell that this is a lot. I mean, the first one was obviously a lot closer to the comic than the first movie that he had bought wanted. That wasn't even barely close.
Well, I will be, unless I have like a half day, like they kick me out of work early and they say, you know what, everyone get out of here, fire drill or something like that. Yeah, this will be a rental, but
absolutely.
If it's July and I really have nothing better to do, I might find myself in the theater for this.
I don't think I will. That's a renter.
Now my guess is there's probably some other ones that are not listed on here, but these are probably the main ones I think that are on this list here, because I, for some reason, there seems like a big gap of genre time from here. July 3rd, we have sort of a genre movie, Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Lone Ranger.
Oh, Caleb, are breaking
with
up.
Big Johnny Depp and how about now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, I was playing with the cord here. With Johnny Depp and what is the guy's name? Armin Hammer as
he's a cleaner.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Well, they seem to be doing pretty true to it, though, from what I'm looking at.
The couple of the commercials, it seemed a little silly. I got a kind of a, what was that, Jackie Chan, Luke Wilson?
Shanghai Nights. I hate that movie. I hate that Wilson guy. I swear.
It seems like there's going to be some silliness here, but they're bringing Tonto up as the equal. And,
did in the comic that Dynamite put out. By the
way. They did it. They did it in the movie The Legend of the Lone Ranger back in the early 80s, which was really cool. And
never seen that movie.
Oh, you oughta. You oughta. It's fun. This is on my maybe list.
They showed a preview for it when we saw The Wizard of Oz or the new Oz flick. There was a preview for it. And the preview looked fine. I think they're certainly playing it for... not strictly humor, but there's going to be laughs in it for sure.
Uh-huh.
You think it's going to be like Pirates of the Caribbean, sort of lighthearted action?
I think so. I think it's going to be lighthearted,
I really hope not.
I want to say they might have even mentioned pirates in the preview.
It better not be another Green Hornet movie.
It's the same director, I think, as Pirates. So.
Okay, maybe that was it. Either way, I'm sure Pirates is in the credits somewhere.
Oh, yes, he is. He directed all of them.
Well, it's Disney and it's Johnny Depp. They can't not mention Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's a good point. Really good point.
Because I think Lone Ranger's a Disney movie.
It is.
And it's a movie, and the thing is, it's a movie that Johnny Depp's wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah, I know. He's really fought to do it, so that's something right there.
It is. Now, here's one based on a comic book I've never read, ever. R.I.P.D.
I looked that up earlier, which I, of course, closed the...
Now, is that a Hellboy spinoff book?
No, actually it isn't. And guess who's going to be starring in it? He is a comic book movie veteran, Ryan Reynolds. He plays the main character.
Green Lantern?
Yes. But they've got a lot of big names in this. Kevin Bacon, Jeff Bridges, Mary Louise Parker. That's pretty much it right there. Okay, here's the premise. A recently slain cop joins a team of undead police officers working for the Rest in Peace Department and tries to find the man who murdered him. But it was a Dark Horse book.
Maybe that's why I thought it was a Hellboy spinoff, because it's got that the dead stuff and it's Dark Horse. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's not a Manola thing, huh? I'm surprised. Okay.
Nope. Yeah. I don't know who wrote it, though. I'm trying to figure that out.
Kevin Bacon. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon.
I'm on the fence now because Kevin Bacon rocks.
Oh, you like him, huh?
I do. The Following's an awesome show, and
it is.
You see, I haven't watched any of that yet. I'll have to try to catch it.
And he was one of the high points of that last X-Men movie. So
he was in the X-Men movie?
Yes, he was. He played the big bad.
I haven't watched it. I boycotted that one.
I want to say he played Sebastian Shaw. I think that was his character.
Well, that was his character? No, I'll have to look it up.
Now
that I've got internet, I can do Netflix and all kinds of other things. I'm looking at Netflix right now, looking for it here.
While you're at it, the next sequel, and it was an awesome that first one was awesome, is Red 2.
Yes, that was an awesome, awesome movie.
Red was a great flick. It had Dr. McCoy in it.
Yeah.
But Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, Helen Mirren, of all people. Oh, a couple other people, old people are in it as well. I know Ernest Borgnine wanted to do it, but of course he died.
Yeah, that kind of, you know.
Kind of put the kibosh on him being in it.
Yeah. Oh, Anthony Hopkins is going to be in the next one.
Yeah.
Catherine Zeta Jones. Let's see, who else? Oh, that guy that, yeah, okay.
Right, so the premise of this is it's all these retired, like special ops and secret right. service and all this, and they get dragged back out to
yeah.
to do something. I don't know what they're going to do for the second one, but the premise
doesn't
of the
say.
First one, they get sucked into to save one of their buddies. I think it was Morgan Freeman.
Well, no, in the first movie.
Wasn't that the premise that they had to save Morgan Freeman?
Well, yeah, they were all what that's what Red meant was retired but extremely dangerous.
Right.
And somebody decided to wipe all these people out, and I forget why, but that's what the deal was.
Well, anything that has Helen Mirren shooting off automatic machine guns. Funny.
Yeah,
funny.
I loved that movie. I really did.
I may watch it again tonight. We'll see.
Yeah,
Murray, if you haven't seen Red, you need to see Red.
I should see it.
Yes, but don't be angry. Just see Red.
All right, so next we have one that's got some really cool stills starting to show up on the internet, which is on July 26th, The Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which, what I understand, is supposed to be based on the Chris Claremont...
Yes.
Frank Miller miniseries from whatever year that 80 whatever that was.
So I'll make my original issues of that worth more money.
No, it won't.
Yep, Silver Samurai and Viper is in it too. Awesome, Mariko. Who they got to do Mariko? That's one of my favorite. That's probably my favorite Wolverine story.
And it will be available very quickly on the internet, just like last time, probably, I'm sure. They said that it made more money than it probably would have if it had just gone straight to
the last one? I haven't seen that. You know, there's actually more than I thought that I haven't seen. I didn't have any interest in.
Now, get off your ass. Go rent these things. Okay. Well, now that you got the internet, so you can...
Yeah, it's on Netflix and probably Amazon, too.
Yeah, you can rent it on Amazon for probably $2.99.
Ah, damn it.
Okay.
Sorry, there we go.
It is currently not on Netflix, though. I'm wondering, why am I even paying for this, really?
I don't know.
Netflix really, I mean, I just saw that they got that House of Cards I've been hearing a lot about.
Good
That's
stuff.
A them-only thing. Now that's something to do that on. But a lot of the stuff I'm looking on here is on Amazon, too.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, as soon as the rest of development's over, I'm probably going to drop Netflix, so.
Yeah, I might do that, too.
Now, here's another sequel that I never saw the first one of, which is 300 Rise of an Empire on August 2nd. I didn't see 300.
It's a prequel, which is a mistake.
Oh.
In my opinion... Prequels are bad. I mean, I haven't seen. There's been
episode three.
Yeah, there's been very, very few of them that were that good. X-Men First Class. Rent it for $2.99 on Amazon. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, his interest has peaked. So did either of you see 300? I didn't see 300.
No, I didn't see it.
No, uh-uh. Oh, 300? Oh, yeah, I saw it one time when it was out. I need to actually get, I need to actually get the DVD of that, because that's a great movie. That's something to, you know, bring the boys up right with. I think. Some manly, you know, men doing manly things.
They're all confirmed bachelors.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that should be interesting. But yeah, it's a prequel. Greek general Themistocles battles an invading army of Persians under the mortal turned god Xerxes. Interesting.
What's another Frank,
the same director.
Another Frank Miller joint for the year. They got the Wolverine, they got this, and there's one in
He actually write a novel of this?
300 is the first, at least the original 300 was Frank Miller, top to bottom.
Yeah, I knew that.
I don't know if he did this anything for this prequel. I have no clue.
Never mind.
All right. So next we got on August 16th, we have Two Guns with Denzel Washington and Marky Mark as...
go ahead.
I was just gonna say they're it's based on a Boom comic, and I think it's Stephen Grant is the creator that did.
He is. According to this, the premise is a DEA agent and an undercover naval intelligence officer who have been tasked with investigating one another. Oh, that's interesting. Find they have been set up by the mob, the very organization in two men believe they have been stealing money from. Okay. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Well, it's got Marky Mark, though.
Well, Denzel Washington, too. I mean, those are great actors.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I loved him in St. Elsewhere. Kidding.
Was he
kidding? He was. Yes, he was.
Holy crap. Yes. I remember that. You're right. I'll be damned.
I know I'm right. Thank you. Thank you for the confirmation.
I just forgotten. He was right now. Oh, man, there's a lot of his movies I haven't seen. The Book of Eli. Has anybody seen that?
No.
That was awesome. Gotta see that.
I like Training Day. So.
Training Day, yeah. Training Day and American Gangster were awesome movies.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. Speaking of Russell Crowe, there you go. Wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That American Gangster was something. And, of course, the one he was in, Man on Fire, that's another one of my favorites.
Haven't seen it.
That's a good one. Real good movie.
I like The Fallen that he did.
See, I missed that one. I've got a lot of movies to catch up on, dude.
All right, so next is a sequel that I've been waiting for a long time, actually, which is Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Absolutely.
October 4th. October 4th.
Yes.
If it's as good as the first one, which I, it's still Robert Rodriguez directing it, I think.
I'm wondering, are they going to do just that story, I wonder?
I don't know, but the first one was...
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The way they filmed it, where it was all green screen the whole time. Which
oh,
is
I know. It was perfect. Absolutely perfect.
It was a very pure, like, moving it from the comic to the screen. It just almost was shot for shot.
Yeah, let's see. No, there's an article.
And did Johnny Depp end up doing this one? I don't remember. I know he was originally going to do it.
Just yesterday, there's a quote here from Rosario Dawson, says she has nothing but praise for Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. 8 years. Has it been that long? Holy crap. There have been several false starts. Playing Gail again was fantastic. Yada, yada, yada. What did you ask me?
What did I ask? I have no idea.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in it. I know that. You asked me if somebody was in it, and I don't remember who.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay, now we can link it back. Christopher Maloney is going to be in it, but it doesn't say who he is.
He's going to play a cop investigating all the sex crimes in Sin City.
Oh, Jeremy Piven is in it. That's awesome. And Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta's in it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm there.
Joey is the character. I don't remember that.
I'm going to have to dig these out. I haven't read any Sin City for a long, long time.
That last one he did was pretty good, too. They're all in storage, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm sitting here staring at the first one. Look at that. Hmm.
I don't think I've read any Sin City.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That was the very first non-DC book I bought. I just on a fluke. I remember it was in Hastings, and they had all of them, and I'm like, okay, I heard a lot about this. I'm going to pick it up, and oh, my goodness, I was hooked. It was, I think the one I got is actually even a first printing trade, believe it or not.
You know, real quick on the first printing trade, you know what I had to get rid of recently? My first printing trade of Watchmen. It was literally pages were like falling out of it.
I'm not surprised, man.
I now have a brand new shiny copy, and it's a little embarrassing as a hardcore fanboy to have a shiny copy of Watchmen, but I literally couldn't open the other one because pages were just.
Huh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. So next, the controversial filled on November 1st, Ender's Game.
Oh yeah.
Controversial due to the creator of Ender's Game.
Yeah,
the story is awesome.
I had no idea about him, and now it's like, okay, do I really want to see it? But it's got Harrison Ford in it, man.
This is a cool story.
Yeah.
I haven't read it in like 20 years, but it was a very intriguing story about this kid. And obviously, I don't think this movie ever would have gotten made if Hunger Games hadn't been happening. But
probably not. Yeah, it looks like Ben Kingsley's in this too.
All right. Well, I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence on this one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe a rental or a download.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it in secret so nobody knows.
Do an illegal download.
Well, hey, there's an idea. That'll really stick it to him then, huh?
The Pirate Bay.
Yeah. Not that we condone that kind of thing. Yeah, we do.
For my TV,
I'm totally crap out of it.
What was that, Murray?
For movies and TV, I'm totally fine with it.
Okay. All right. Then.
But not for music or books. That's bad.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I didn't have any problem with pirating at all until I saw copies of my book out there. People giving away PDF copies of it. I'm like, oh. Now what do I do?
So on November 8th, another movie which is not going to be a hard sell because the first one was so awesome. We have Thor, The Dark World.
Yeah.
I absolutely thought the first one was probably the second best of the crop of Marvel movies. So that have come out so far.
Oh, here's one that's not on their list. Oh, but wait a minute, that's in 2014. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know. I was just going to say it's got a lot of the same cast in it. A different director this time, which is fine. Kenneth Branagh can't be expected.
Natalie Portman's back. Good.
Oh, good. Jane Foster is back.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the big bad?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? Who's the big bad in this one? I have no idea.
Let me see. It's probably the bus driver played by Stan Lee. The Dark Elves. This happens right after the Avengers, it says. Thor battles an ancient race of Dark Elves led by the vengeful Malekith, who threatens to plunge the universe back into darkness after the events of the Avengers. So who's Malekith? Christopher Eccleston. Oh, that guy.
That guy?
Yeah, you'll recognize him when you see him. Here's a picture. Going your way. Boom. He was in he was in the first G.I. Joe movie. Let's see. He's been in some TV. I've seen him in stuff. Trying to think of something anybody. Oh, he was on Heroes. That's right. I knew I'd seen him somewhere. And he's been on Doctor Who. I thought so.
Oh, so they're getting all these Doctor Who people from to be villains.
Oh, wait a minute. He was the... Yes. Duh. He was Doctor Who. The first one. When they redid the series. The first series of it. He was the Doctor.
Was he the one wearing the trench coat?
Yeah, and then he...
Oh, the ones I'm watching. Okay. Yeah. He's great.
Yeah, he is good.
He was great. Okay, I know who he is.
About why he quit. He said everybody was an asshole on the show, so he quit.
What? What?
Yeah, he pretty much said that. The people that he was working for. He didn't mean the actors.
Oh, see, I thought he would have meant that blonde.
Yeah.
Blonde in quotes.
Oh, and apparently, I didn't know this. He remember that Cracker series that they tried to do on American TV?
No.
Yes, it lasted like an episode or two.
Well, yeah, it was a takeoff of a British TV show, and apparently he was the one that starred in that.
Okay.
That's what got him started. He was on Heroes for a while. I remember that. Let's see, how long ago was that? That was a long time ago.
So he's the big bad in the new Thor movie.
Yep,
okay,
exactly.
But there's a lot of time for them to redo this movie. I mean, this is way the hell out in November, so.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
We of course we'll hear a little bit about it after the Iron Man movie because they'll have the little end moment which will be leading into Thor.
That is how it goes, isn't it? He was in the 28 Days Later too,
which I haven't seen. I need to see those movies.
You know, I need to see it with the sound on. I remember watching it and I didn't want to turn the TV up to wake up my now ex, which, you know, maybe I should have. So I ended up watching, and it was back, you know, we didn't have CC, the closed captioning on TV at the time. So I watched that entire movie start to finish with the sound off. And it was good. So I can't imagine how good it would be with actual, you know, talking. One of those weird things, you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can't go to sleep. You know, and you flip it through channels, and you end up watching the weird crap. Well, that's what I ended up on.
I don't think zombies would be the one that I would want to, like, try and be falling to sleep to.
Sorry. I was just completely transfixed on it. I don't know. And it kind of starts like Walking Dead. A guy wakes up from being sick, and everything's gone to hell. Except for he wasn't a cop, but still. But anyway, yeah. It's a pretty good movie.
Thor the Dark World.
Yep.
Interested. And you say that it's supposed to be spinning out of the end of Avengers. Okay.
Yeah, which makes it says in the description on IMDb, one of the greatest websites ever.
So next we have the stretched out story on December 13th, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Yes, I just ordered it on Blu-ray.
The first one, The Hobbit, the longest journey,
yeah,
or whatever.
Be here in the next couple of days.
All right.
Okay.
Good. It was good. I saw it. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was
good Lord. 3 hours and 51 minutes.
That's how long what is?
The first Hobbit movie.
Was it 3 hours and 50? Holy crap, did I sit through that long?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I saw that and I'm like, holy crap, there's no way that kids would sit through that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. No wonder I had to pee so bad when it was over. Okay.
Yeah, it's post-production right now.
So then on Christmas Day, December 25th, something called 47 Ronin.
Just in case you weren't clear on the time.
Yes, it must be 6 something. Okay. Let's try it again. 47 Ronin.
Thing, I bet.
What's that?
Must be a manga.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Dark Horse comic. Oh, it's a... According to this, it is an ancient Japanese tale.
Ancient Chinese secret. No, wait a minute, that's a different
thing. Yeah, here's the thing of it, is the story of 47 Ronin, also known as Chusinagra, comes from the name of Kabuki play created 50 years after the actual Eiko incident, with quotes. It is a national legend. There's all kinds of intrigue here, so that should be interesting.
All right.
So Dark Horse,
well, I don't know
of it.
Well, that's why it's in this list. Mm-hmm. And then 2014, we get RoboCop, Noah, the next Captain America, the next Amazing Spider-Man, the Just Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
The third Hobbit, which is coming out mid-year in 2014 rather than all the way in December like the last two.
Well, maybe they're trying to... Maybe something's coming up that they don't want to go against.
Who knows? And then we get the Days of Future Past, X-Men Days of Future Past, which intrigued. And then Guardians of the Galaxy on August 1st.
I just read the other day that they got an actress to play Blink.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Let's see. Jennifer Lawrence. Wait a minute. From Hunger Games is going to play Mystique. Holy crap.
Which one from Hunger Games?
The girl from Hunger Games. She's going to play Mystique.
Oh, I did hear that. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
Let's see.
Academy Award winner Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes, exactly. Halle Berry's coming back, of course.
Academy Award winner Halle Berry?
Yeah, I know.
I hate
rumored Clay. Appearance of James Marsden, who played... Cyclops.
You mean 30 Rock's James Marsden?
Yeah, I guess so. And the guy, Peter Dinklage, is going to be in it too, but they don't have any listing.
You mean Game of Thrones Peter Dinklage?
Yes, exactly.
I think he's playing Colossus.
They're going to... Michael Fassbender is going to play... playing the young Magneto. Oh, so they're going to have them showing them old and young. Well, that'll be interesting.
It's supposed to be that in the original Days of Future Past, they literally went from the present to the future. Well, this is going to tie in that last First Class movie to the original trilogy.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I'll need to watch that then.
So, we might be lucky enough to see January Jones, the incredible, incomparable January Jones.
I take it she wasn't all that great.
She sucks.
Alright, she's great to look at, though.
She is, but she's a horrible actress.
They didn't get her for her acting ability, I would think, but you never know.
Well,
she's not in this movie.
Who isn't?
January Jones is not in this movie.
Good.
I'm looking at the full list.
Well, hopefully Hugh Jackman has another little cameo. His cameo in the first one, in First Class, was very funny. So
he's in it.
Good.
Anna Paquin as well. The guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is going to be a packed movie.
Yeah, and the guy that played Iceman in the first one's going to be in it, too.
Cool.
Did anybody else hate that last Stand movie? I hated that movie.
The last, like the Stephen King, The Last Stand?
Yeah, when she turned dark Phoenix and all that crap.
No, I didn't hate it.
I did. All right.
Whoa! Hello!
What? Yeah, it's back.
Yep, it's gone.
Okay.
The static one.
It's gone again.
So, it is actually... the one thing that sticks out here is that there's a single solitary DC movie in this whole list.
Superman.
That is sad. That is sad.
Just Superman.
Just Superman.
Yeah, I know. Well, tech... Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say 300, but I forgot that's Dark Horse.
That's Dark Horse, man.
Well, technically Red 2 is, because that was a Wildstorm book.
Was it? Okay, well, yes. All right. I did not know that.
Chloe Kamner and somebody else wrote that. I forget.
That was Wildstorm? Okay, well.
Yeah. That would be the only one, though. You're right.
All right. So technically, they get credit for that one. Okay, well.
Eventually, they'll get a movie out there.
Yeah, I know. It's the, yeah.
They do good on TV.
Well, they're going to live off of residuals of that last Batman movie. You know what? I haven't bought that Blu-ray yet. Last Batman movie, I just realized that. I'll have to get that sometime. I'll have to wait till my next check, though, because I've spent enough this one.
We just watched Young Justice, the last episode, yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I know. They just kind of wrapped it all up. Nice little bow at the end, didn't they?
No. they have so many hanging
the last one yet. I think it probably
there were so many hanging plot threads, it's not even funny.
Yeah, they didn't get much chance to wrap it up.
So much setup with Apocalypse and Darkseid and
oh,
the
really? No, I haven't seen villain. That.
Yeah, no. There's so many things they could be doing with a third season of that show that they would be.
I don't understand why they're going to bring back Titans Go. Not really, though. They're making it even. That remember the Teen Titans Go that they had on before?
I do. Okay.
I looked at a trailer for it. It's even more cartoony than the other one.
Okay.
Yeah. Seriously. It's okay. Not even close to the... See, the other one, I got used to it, and it was good, but no, it's even more cartoony. And they're going to have... So they canceled those two really good shows, and they're going to put that on there, but, of course, they are going to put on that new Beware of the Batman, I think, which, you know... I don't know what...
Which may or may not suck, so...
It'll probably be good, but, you know, it's like, I'll probably have to do the origin again, and, you know, and all that other crap, and anyway, whatever.
To the movie side, there's some intriguing stuff coming out. Some looks like some fun stuff coming out over the next couple months, or the next, what is it, what do we, next 9 months of movie going time.
Yep.
Plenty of stuff to skip,
mm-hmm.
Or at least wait for the video on.
Yeah.
Real quick though, we got Iron Man and Star Trek and Superman, bam, 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 which should be fun.
Yeah.
Not quite the big year that last year was for comic book movies, but it certainly is not a bad year.
It's hard to follow Avengers.
Avengers and Batman Rises, Dark Knight Rises, yeah.
I'm looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but that's not until next year, so.
True. I can't believe they're waiting that long to do another, Avengers movie. I mean, that's a long time.
May 1st, 2015.
I mean, you know, not that they won't still be cashing in from it that far off. I guess they're just trying to keep it, trying to keep it fresh or something. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, anything else anyone else has to add here movie-wise?
I think I'm good.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yep.
All right, well, go order your Dark Knight Rises video. And Marie, sit down and watch Red.
I just ordered... The Hobbit in Skyfall. I'll have to wait.
All right. Well, it's not going to get any cheaper, I promise you. Whatever.
It might. Depends on which one I go for.
Of course, it'll get cheaper. And then cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper.
Hell, you know how much I paid for the Blu-rays for the first two? Like $8 a piece at Walmart, I found.
There you go.
I was walking by and I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to get those.
Who'd have thunk? Blu-rays would be single-digit cost.
Yeah, they got another big thing for $7.88 of just all kinds of them. There today, I saw. when I was getting, I had to get a table to put stuff on so I could actually sit and talk instead of sit on the floor. So, anyway, so I think we covered it.
Well, I got to go pack.
Where are you going, by the way?
We're gonna go to Southern California for a few days.
Southern California,
very nice.
We're gonna go to the beach. We're gonna see some family. We're gonna eat fresh, out of the sea seafood.
Oh, cool! One last thing. I just went to the Star Trek webpage to look for something, and apparently, here's a little news here. Apparently, Patrick Stewart is getting married again. And Ian McKellen is going to be the officiant at the wedding.
Wow.
First of all, Patrick Stewart's like, what, isn't he like 95 years old now?
I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Professor X is getting married by Magneto.
Yeah, I know.
That's just whack.
Yeah, I got to post that. That's
whack?
Yeah, that's whack, Jack.
It's whack, huh?
Totally.
On that note...
Yes, let's go. Okay, now, as usual, you can contact us at podcast@talesfromalongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can talk to us on our Facebook page, 100-and-something people and growing, and we try to keep up on everything that... the other people are on there that are real good about posting things when the rest of us can't get to it. And as always, you can comment on the actual episode and let us know what you think. Sign up and, you know, subscribe and all that good stuff. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I think we covered it this week.
Yeah, some of us just don't have the free time that Christopher Walsh has. So.
Oh, yeah, no telling. No, yeah, no kidding, man.
Whatever.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, you guys, you have a very pleasant evening, and we will talk next week, right?
Sounds good.
We'll talk next week.
Off to bed.
All right.
See you later.
Night.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're out.